like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله The beloved and blessed noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that The one who recites 50 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, I shall shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. And welcome to all the viewers of Madani Channel to this wonderful and beautiful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we're learning how can Islam help us learn how to live our lives. In terms of niyyah, we learned controlling anger, showing gratitude, following sunnah, etc. And many more still to come, inshallah. All praises is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows what is hidden in our hearts and what is made apparent on the tongue. Alhamdulillah, today is such a wonderful topic, and episode 6 is purifying the heart from jealousy, such a disease which is found almost in every second or every third person. Few percentage of people, there is completely no jealousy in their hearts. But most people are drowned in this disease of jealousy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the whispers of shaitan. Shaitan, his first act that he did, or the first sin to ever take place, was he showed arrogance towards Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam, that why should I prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu salam, where he alayhi salam is made of sand and I am made of fire. So he boasted about him being greater than Adam alayhi salatu salam. And secondly, he was jealous that this man or this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made of sand. I'm made of fire. I'm greater than him. Why does he have that status that I must prostrate to him and all other angels are ordered to prostrate to him? Then he showed jealousy. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you see how dangerous this action is? Jealousy. Where it is from the actions directly from shaitan. Shaitan showed arrogance. Shaitan was jealous. Actions that are commonly found in people nowadays. It is a shaitanic act. And this jealousy is a spiritual disease where no matter what you gain in life, if there is jealousy in the heart, then every other thing you earn comes to waste. Inshallah, today we're going to learn what is jealousy in Islam. That every person says jealousy, jealousy does, jealousy is bad, jealousy is wrong, it destroys your good deeds, etc., etc. What is this jealousy that we talk about? There are two types of jealousy. One is known as ghibta, and one is hasad. That is pure, khalis jealousy. We always understand how destructive jealousy is, but we've never felt the urgency to remove it. Now, jealousy, hasad, is not simply wanting something good for yourself. Many people misunderstand this and excuse their sickness by saying, I just want what they have. Islam is precise. Islam names diseases clearly. Hasad is resenting the blessing of Allah, or the blessing that Allah has given to someone else, and wishing that blessing to be removed. Allahu Akbar. That's how dangerous jealousy is. One thing is that you are resenting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving something to another person and not giving you, and wanting Allah to take it away from that person. That is what jealousy is known as. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has such a beautiful car, I don't. May that person perish. May that person's car or tire get flat. May he get into an accident.
Allahu Akbar.
Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, you're supposed to be happy on it. You're not happy with what Allah gave you. You're not happy what Allah gave others. But you're also plotting against them and making baddua against another person that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, take that thing away from him. Take that ni'mat, bounty away from him.
Allahu Akbar.
Hasad is very dangerous. Dear viewers of Madani channel, hasad is such an act that it does not allow the one who possesses it to sleep well at night. Trust me. The person who has jealousy does not get proper sleep at night because he knows that the person that he is jealous of is sleeping wonderfully, has a good car, has a good house, is an Islamic scholar, is a Hafidul Quran, or has some type of thing that we don't have. Example, Zayd has something Bakr doesn't. Zayd has something better, but Bakr does not make shukr with what he has. But he goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing and talks against Zayd, makes baddua for him. And because of this, he does not sleep properly at night. Allah azza wa jal, you gave that to him, you didn't give it to me. Take it away from him. As long as that thing stays with him, he won't sleep well at night. Why? Because he knows that Zayd still has the thing, although I asked Allah to take it away from him. Let me tell you something. The one who makes dua for someone's thing to be removed, you will see that the one for whom dua was made, Allah will give him more. You made dua that person's beautiful car must be taken away. You'll see a few days later, a few weeks, maybe months later, Allah will give him another beautiful car and your own car will get destroyed. The thing that you were supposed to make shukr upon, yet you became jealous of something that Allah has given to another person. That we learned about hasad. As I mentioned, jealousy has two types. And one is hasad and one is ghibta. We learned about hasad that it is to desire that, Ya Allah, I don't have that thing. Take it away from him. Give me. Or give me something like that, but also remove it from him. That is hasad. And that is the worst type of jealousy. And that type of jealousy, which is a good jealousy, if you put it in normal words, good jealousy, known as ghibta. Ghibta means wanting a similar blessing without wishing harm. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave Zayd such a beautiful car. Ya Allah, give him another car. But Ya Allah, I also want something like that. Ya Allah, I want something that he has. That is ghibta. That is becoming envious on the blessings and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, so and so scholar of Islam has so much of knowledge. Ya Allah, give me that type of knowledge also, but increase his knowledge as well. But when it comes to hasad side, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you gave him knowledge. Give me the same knowledge, but remove his knowledge from his mind. Make it something that he gets amnesia, that he starts forgetting, or he gets memory loss. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that thing and you getting angry or not, Allah gave. This indirectly, hasad. I'll have to be very blunt. Jealousy, hasad. Wishing for someone else's bounty to be removed and you to get it is like going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's distribution. Allah gave it to him. You did not. Yet you are getting angry on what Allah gave him. That is one of the things that destroys the good deeds of a person who has jealousy. Now let me tell you from where it's derived and how it affects the body. Hasad is derived from hasdal, which means a tick. An insect resembling a gnat. Just as a tick is parasitic, attaching itself to the human body and sucking its blood, hasad, jealousy, also wraps itself around the heart of the human being and drains its spirituality. You can perform how much of salah you want. You can fast how much you want. You can give sadaqah how much you want. But if your heart is filled with jealousy, the spirituality from your heart starts decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. Instead of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go further away from your Lord. Instead of making Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy, you start furthering and distancing yourself from Huzur Purno sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You are effectively saying, oh Allah, you chose wrong. Allah gave that person to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such a thing to that person. You are not happy what Allah gave him. You want it to be removed from him. So you're saying, ya Allah, you distributed wrong. Allah, but you starting to object to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how dangerous jealousy is. Not the ghibta, but the hasad. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in that glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. Or do they envy people, Muslims, over that what Allah has bestowed upon them from His grace? So, we have bestowed the book and wisdom to the children of Ibrahim and we granted them a great kingdom. This ayah makes something very clear that jealousy is not really about people. It is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's distribution of His grace. Allah descends mercy upon people. Allah showers bounties upon people. Allah blesses people out of His grace. And jealousy is such a thing that one is not getting happy with what Allah azza wa jal has given the other person. You do not actually hate the person. Let's put it like this. You don't hate the person. You hate what Allah gave him. That is worse, because hating the person is wrong. Not clarifying that it's right. Hating a person for no reason is wrong. It is sinful. But that is between you and the bondsman. That is between you and the person. But when it comes to not getting happy with what Allah has given him, that is not between you and banda, person. That's between you and Allah. Now you are going against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do not actually hate that person. You hate the fact that Allah chose him and not you. You don't look at the big picture. That person has such a beautiful car, but has no family. But you on one side, Allah blessed you with offspring. Allah blessed you with your parents. That person's parents passed away. All the wealth that he has is because of his parents. And you on one side, you accumulated wealth by doing halal business, is now resenting someone who is in a worse position than you. One of the best cures to remove jealousy, and this is very beautiful. Trust me, it's very beautiful and it works. Many people, when we teach this to them, or when anyone who learns, they say this works. The way to remove jealousy is to be happy with what Allah has given you, and not look at what Allah has given others. Put parda in front of your eyes, in the sense that close your eyes from looking at what Allah has given them. But open your eyes and thank Allah with what He gave you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you must be either watching on your phone, on TV, on laptop, computer, iPad, for example. All of these devices, either your parents bought it for you or you accumulated wealth by earning and bought it. Is that not a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That you are able to use such a device that will teach you Deen-e-Islam. Or you can use the same phone to become a teacher and teach online to other people. Should you not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And now if you look at, ya Allah, I have this phone. Look at this phone that I'm using. But ya Allah, I do not have an iPad. I don't have a big tablet. But that person has. Subhanallah. Why don't you look at the bigger picture? You have a phone. No iPad. That person has a phone and an iPad or a tablet. But that person has family issues. And you on one side sitting at the comfort of your home, your shop, your house, your car. And you're able to pick up the phone, call your parents whenever you want. Pick up the phone, call your children whenever you want. Pick up the phone, call your friends whenever you want. Have no mental stress. You have no debts, no karza. You don't owe anyone money. That person bought that tablet because he took so much of debt from people. He took credit, he took money from people. He has to owe them. At the end of the day, if he does not owe them, all his belongings will go back to the people. These small things matter a lot in Islam. That how one portrays himself, how one is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous episodes, we learned about gratification in the court of Allah. That if you start to count the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to count it. And The best way to remove jealousy is to show gratification. Be thankful to Allah. Allah will remove jealousy from your heart. In fact, even better than this is to make dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, you gave him that, give him more, Ya Allah. Allah will definitely remove jealousy from your heart. Write this somewhere. Ya liklo. That you thank Allah for what he gave you and make dua for the person you are getting jealous of. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Zaid has a car. I don't have a car, Ya Allah. I have a bicycle. For example. Ya Allah, I don't have a car like his. I have a car, but it's not like his. Ya Allah, thank you for what I have. At least I have a car. Others don't even have cars, bicycles, or even a skateboard or something. For example, they're walking and they're going for their jobs. Ya Allah, grant Zaid another car. Grant him a better car, a better house. The more dua you make for another person, the more that dua comes to you as well. You made dua to Allah to give him that, you'll see in the future. If you not, your children will get something that you could never get. And you'll be thanking Allah that, Ya Allah, whatever I'm earning is for my children. Subhanallah. Now, this is coming back to how dangerous jealousy is and how it started physically in this dunya. Remember, jealousy took place before the dunya was created. It happened when Adam alayhi salatu salam was created and angels were ordered to prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salatu salam. Shaitan got takabur, ego. I'm made of fire. I'm better. Then had jealousy. Why are they prostrating to him? He's made of sand. Adam alayhi salatu salam, right? So jealousy started from Shaitan. Then it moved on into the dunya when dunya was created and two people from the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu salam, Habil and Kabil. Just listen to what Quran says. And recite to them the true story of the two sons of Adam, Habil and Kabil. When both of them offered separate sacrifices, the sacrifice of one was henceforth accepted and the other one's was not accepted. He, the former, said, I swear I will kill you. He, the latter, answered, Allah only accepts from the one who fears him. Indeed, if you shall raise your hand against me to kill me, so I shall not raise my hand against you to kill you. I fear Allah, who is the owner of the worlds. I in fact desire this, that you alone be burdened with both mine and your sin. So you become amongst the people of hell, and this is the punishment for the unjust. So now, when Kabil got jealous of Habil, that Habil is going to marry someone who's more beautiful than who Kabil is going to marry, that jealousy was the first time ever that in this dunya jealousy took place. And who was the one who whispered the jealousy in the heart of, or in the ear of Kabil? It was none other than Shaitan, the inventor of jealousy, the one who started jealousy. Put it in the heart of Kabil. Kabil got jealous, resented or went against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah decreed that Habil is going to marry so and so. Kabil is going to marry so and so. Kabil did not accept this. Kabil did not like it. Kabil got jealous and in the end killed Habil for what he did. And that was when the first ever time jealousy took place in this dunya and also murder took place in this dunya. Whenever any person until Qiyamah has jealousy or murders someone, that sin will obviously befall upon the one who did it, but it will also reflect and go to Kabil as well, because he was the first man to become jealous and kill someone. This story should teach us, Ya Allah, I don't want to be like Kabil. I don't want to become like Shaitan. I don't want to be jealous. I actually want to be happy with what Allah gave me. Alhamdulillah, viewers of Madani channel, we have so many things in our homes. If we look around, we have a TV. We are sitting on our comfortable couches, our chairs. We have a dining table, for example. We have clothes, we have food, we don't have to beg from anyone. We work properly, earn enough to feed our family. And yet, we still worry about that person has a bigger house than mine. That person has more children than me. That person has more maal than me. Allahu Akbar, be happy with what Allah has given you. Allah will remove the jealousy from your heart. Sallu ala al-Habib. sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us in the Holy Quran that we should seek refuge. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the envier, the one who's jealous, when he envies, when he becomes jealous. Look here, Allah did not say that from the envier, but from the envier when he envies. Meaning when jealousy is entertained, fed and acted upon. Obviously in our hearts sometimes we feel, Ya Allah, you gave him, he didn't give me. Immediately make tawbah, make istighfar, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm happy with what you gave me. But jealousy will take place only when you let it out. Remember, jealousy is in the heart. It doesn't necessarily need to be by on the tongue. You can become jealous of someone but not show it to him. But slowly your good deeds are going. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanati kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hataba. Envy consumes good deeds just as fire consumes wood. Jealousy removes one's good deeds, like how fire removes or burns wood. Fire does not discriminate. Dry wood, strong wood, it burns everything. Your good deeds, whether you performed salah, whether you gave charity, whether you read Durood Sharif, whether you read Quran, whether you helped a poor person, an old person, a young person, you taught Quran, you learned Quran, you became Hafiz, you became Alim. The moment jealousy comes in your heart and you portray it and you let it consume you, that same jealousy is going to remove all of those good deeds that you did in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how fire eats wood. If you put wood on fire, if you burn the wood, immediately it starts burning. And if you put jealousy in the heart of that person who is doing good deeds, it eats its good deeds completely. It eats the good deeds. Now as human beings, those people who want to attain Jannah, we know that if I do good, I'm going to go to Jannah inshallah. We have that hope in the mercy of Allah. But when jealousy comes, all those good deeds are going to waste. How are we going to now enter Jannah? Those good deeds, we needed it. Mercy is also needed by from Allah. But at the same time, your good deeds are going to distinguish whether you're going to Jannah or Jahannam. It has been narrated. أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ لَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَن يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do not hate one another, do not be jealous of one another, do not turn away from one another. And O servants of Allah, be brothers. It is not permissible for a Muslim to desert his brother for more than 3 days. Jealousy never remains hidden. It turns into hatred, then distance and broken brotherhood. It all started off with the whisper of shaitan. If someone suffers from envy, they should, meaning jealousy, the not ghibta, but the hasad, then they should take steps to treat it. For example, repenting, making dua, remaining content with Allah's decree, as I mentioned earlier, that thank Allah for what you have and make dua for the person you are getting jealous of. Allah will remove jealousy from your heart completely, inshallah. We have this hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jealousy turns worship into ashes. It turns brothers into enemies. It turns hearts into a prison. You're not happy with what Allah gave you. You're going to be imprisoned for life. Purifying the heart from jealousy is not optional. It is necessary for salvation. The successful person is the one who meets Allah with a clean heart. And to get a clean heart, don't be jealous with one another. And with these few words, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, may we constantly only have ghibta, that we should ask Allah for the best of the best and keep others to have the best of the best as well. And may He make us among those people who have the tawfiq to not have jealousy at all from our brothers. May our bond, our brotherhood, our relationship with our family may become stronger and stronger, inshallah. Ameen. Bijai khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Tied the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Tied the keys that light the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.